We'll pick that up.
Oh, gosh.
Well, good. I'll drop
easy,
it. Everybody
easy.
Can jump. How's that? Thank you. This is my tech
meeting.
Every other day. All right. So our work session, we just had a couple of things we wanted to talk about a little bit. The first thing was just a little bit of a follow-up about our planning meeting that we had the other day, and then I know that Larry, a couple of days after that, kind of did a similar thing administratively. We just kind of wanted to see what everybody was thinking, kind of. I guess my biggest question is, what's our next steps? Now what?
I can update you on on the goals that we set. I did share those in the Administrative Council just to get that information out to the principals and supervisors. It also included the summary notes that you sent out, Tracy.
Right.
So that is out there for the board, for the Administrative Council to consider and think about. I told them that we were in the stage that we're in, early stages, mm-hmm. and that we would be determining next steps, but for them to just know that there is discussion underway and that they will be invited to participate in that sooner rather than later.
I noticed on the email that Larry sent out, he listed priorities in no particular order, listed established building facility replacement plan, mitigate social emotional barriers, advance responsible growth of CTE pathways, emphasize communication, and accept student academic growth as the highest measurement of success. The only thing I kind of wanted to add to that was we just need enrollment plans. I have had, in this last week, I guess because all the teachers are headed back to school, I've had two or three teachers come up to me and be like, do we know what we're doing next year? I'm like, we haven't started this year yet. But there's still a bit of an angst over what's mm-hmm. going to happen with incoming kindergartners and our strange first grade classes that are going to happen next year. So I'm thinking that needs to be one of our top priorities. Is
so why it drives so many other things.
Yeah, I think once we know kind of better numbers, that will.
They still change at the end.
They always do. But if we can get it, you know, are we
going to
have 20 kindergartners or 400 kindergartners? I mean, at least.
Right. It gives us a
ballpark. Right. Just so we have ideas of, you know, do we need to consider combining schools? Do we need to consider what we did this last year and just giving everybody based on FTE? Yeah. How, you know.
Can I make a quick comment here? I don't know how deep you want to go into this as a board, but if we're going to go beyond just basically birth numbers and what our current enrollments are and the class dropping off and kids coming in, we might want to consider looking at hiring some sort of a consultant or somebody who, I guess, does this sort of thing to take a deeper dive. Again, I don't know how deep we want to go into it, but if we're really looking for better information than that, I think that's something we ought to consider at least.
So there are,
I don't know if there is a consultant. No, I'm just, this is just thinking off the top of my head. Just.
So you're thinking projected way down the road numbers.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure some of the bigger districts have something like this, and we could check with them. But I'm just thinking that we're pretty much limited, to my knowledge, to that data set. So that would give us some information, but if we want to go deeper, we might want to look at that.
Would it help if we did the kindergarten registration earlier? Like, I know there's always those stragglers, but is that a possibility?
I almost wonder if they need to plan before that, or even, I mean, like January. Just because it just makes so many differences into how we're going to start looking at teachers and moving teachers around, and just, I don't know, I just feel like we're always behind the eight ball. Like, we're always, school's ending and we've got to make all these decisions the week that the school gets out, and
no, at least we made the end of the year for
And maybe that's not feasible. I mean, you guys have been doing this a long time. Maybe
does it about first part of March. I know for kindergarten registrations. Is that the general date as far as the rest of the elementary schools is about March?
Yeah, they're all kind of in that same calendar area.
But if we have the rough information, that would be really, really helpful. And I honestly don't know, with the economic situation in the county the way it is, I don't know that anybody...
Right, can anybody make any actual predictions?
That's the problem, yeah.
It's the, yes.
It's the
whoever has
ebb and
the
flow
magic
of our economy. And
but would just even a month earlier give us more time to make adjustments for next year?
I think it would.
So register in February rather than March?
But I think long-term projections are going to be really, really difficult, especially when you're dealing, because it can make a big difference. 10 students in our district is a big deal.
Right.
Where in another district, it might not be.
And those projections are really difficult with.
Because obviously it would be nice to know those numbers right now. Who's going to register your kid next year for kindergarten? But the parents haven't even started thinking about that. I mean, maybe that's something I don't even know if it's something we could work towards, but getting parents in the mindset of thinking about that. Because I don't know if January, you're coming off from the holidays, but.
Well, I'm even just wondering if we had rough estimates based on birth records and stuff so we could have a general plan, and then that plan could be modified as,
but at least we had an idea, so we weren't totally caught off guard.
I just,
and register in February, would that give us enough time to make plans?
I don't see a downside with registering in February rather than March.
I don't know.
You?
Well, you would have the kindergarten numbers, but you still have a legislative session underway that determines a lot of what we're able to do. Following the legislative session is the disaggregation of all of that, how that's going to impact schools, how much funding's going to come. And even after that, Jared has meetings, I have meetings where all that comes to us. And then we can really start planning after that. Of course, the final thing is the tax numbers coming into the district. So, but I do think having those kindergarten numbers as early as possible is going to be helpful. It's not going to necessarily solve everything because we've got to wait. But,
yeah, but at least give us an idea on, you know, are we going to have
need to figure out how to budget for another kindergarten.
At least we'll be aware
of.
Or
we may have to move teachers because we're going to lose a kindergarten teacher.
Right. At least give us a little bit of perspective so we can go, okay,
well,
we understand
it. But until the final numbers come in, we can't really make a final decision, but we can start thinking about it. At least if you had a plan,
a pathway, you know, kind of an idea of, okay, this is where we're going, we kind of know what our numbers are. We realize that the school is going to have 50 kindergartners, so we better think about having 3 kindergarten teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Why don't we try to do it this next year, around the 1st of February, and see what happens.
See what happens.
Maybe there'll be a big downside to it that we don't know.
Right.
I don't think there will be.
I'll check into some university programs that may offer population projections and see if they could help us out. In that way, I've seen those reports before. I think the University of Utah does some stuff through state grant money. It should be public information.
So birth records are interesting, but they're also 5-year-old data. So
and they're going to be vague in the sense that all we know is a number of births countywide. We don't know which school or community those are in. But if you'd like, I could easily have a kind of a revolving spreadsheet that just shows, you know, these are our classes right now, these are the 5 years of births coming in, and so just based on those simple assumptions, this is what our total enrollments would be for the next 5 years. But then there's always going to be those variables. When we got kindergarten registration, we could factor that in. But we could easily have a spreadsheet like that if that would be helpful.
It'd also give us kind of a trend. If we saw a long term, you would see trends develop, I think.
Well, then we could start maybe looking and seeing how accurate these projections are.
Oh, yeah. After a few years, we would know.
Didn't you mention something about birth control on this subject one time?
Or she was evenly distributing or something. I'm not sure what she was talking about.
Family planning, but I said my piece.
Indifferent.
That is in the minutes, right?
Yeah. I have not.
I abstained from that vote.
Yes, I should. Learn to control my sense of humor.
No, it's good. Sense of humor is always good. All right, so so to me it sounds like for planning, it sounds like we've got a little bit of a hold on. Maybe what we need to start thinking about and looking at for enrollment numbers, so Jared can kind of start gathering that, and Larry will look at those records, and then if we can maybe shoot for an earlier registration, try to look at JR, you're kind of the director of that. Do you see any
first
issues with moving our registration up?
No, I'm all for it.
I think that's
honestly terrible. The better, the sooner the better.
Okay.
I honestly do think too soon you may have.
Numbers gonna be way wacky.
But at the same time, you're gonna get those legitimate numbers sooner, so. I don't see a problem with it.
Okay. We'll try that, and if it doesn't work, we can always do something different, right?
We're not getting any worse off.
Kind of my philosophy of life lately. We're just going to punt and see
what
happens, and if it doesn't work, we'll do something new.
I also think, depending on the area and transient type stuff, is going to play a huge part in it. But all in all, you're going to have a pretty good view of what's coming in.
General idea. Yeah, I can see like Green River being a bigger issue because there is a lot of fluctuation.
There is.
So I can see them.
But I don't think it's going to be a huge difference in numbers.
But we can get kind of an average base number. Okay, sounds good. The other items that we talked about building facilities replacement plans. I know Jared's working on getting a committee together and working on that. Does anybody have any other concerns or anything, or we're just gonna let Jared?
We'll run with
go.
It.
Go.
Okay. Two of you will be on that committee.
Okay.
I don't remember which two of you volunteered, but I have it on a...
I think Kenzie and I were
okay.
The ones that volunteered.
I have it on a sheet. But...
So, maybe I was interested that we can talk to you whenever you need. You talked about social-emotional barriers. I think we're on a great track with the new social worker positions.
Yeah.
That was exciting to see. Yeah, that was exciting to see. And I apologize for my late response. I
appreciate the response.
Kind of ignored my emails for some days my school district hat goes away and my other world goes back on, and today my school district came back on and I was like, oh dang, I didn't respond to some emails that came through days ago. So I apologize for my
no problem.
for my lateness. And then, you know, we've always talked about CTE, growth of CTE pathways, and I understand with Brian doing some more CTE work.
I know. Your two schedules the next 3 weeks.
Our two schedules the next 3 weeks.
Specifically Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I can usually kind of work out about whatever.
Okay.
So if you hit me a specific day, I can let you know if something's up, but most of the time I'm pretty flexible.
I'll just try to get Casey up here and Lance. School without either of them, it's about that math. So one of those 3 days, really, probably not next week, but the following 2 weeks.
Yeah, so just kind of continue to work on the CTE committee and kind of keep reporting back and seeing where we're at and whatever we need.
just initial, please come in with what you would like to do, other than, we're gonna start with what we'd like to do before we figure out what we can do and what we should do.
So you get, we get to do all the pie in the sky stuff, and then we'll go from there? Okay, great.
Then
and then reality sets in, and we find out we have no money, and no teachers, and no facilities, and no... That doesn't factor in. But right now...
We've got a meeting, though.
Hey, we can dream, right? And then communication, we've talked about in several methods. I think for communication, I think it's just, we just need to keep working on it. It's just,
one of the things I'm wondering, and I talked to him a little bit about this, is, I don't know if some, maybe if sometimes, if I mean, I don't know what the answer is, whether we as a board need to have an email, you know, to send out a notification of certain things directly to staff. Or some way, you know, just to kind of distribute information so it's coming out firsthand instead of sometimes it's getting misconstrued going through everybody else. I don't know what the answer is. But sometimes, you know, when you get spammed, I call it spammed, you know, by people, you kind of tend to just ignore and kind of move on and don't really pay attention.
So, like, we would directly contact, like...
Well, like, we as a board, we decide on something. I'm going to throw out the example that I know of. So I've had several employees think that the last pay increase that we gave, the 3%, came directly from negotiations. And I told them, no, it was not. That was not a part of the negotiations. This is, you know, we had some extra money, you know, kind of explained it to them. And went there. So I don't know whether it would have been best to have maybe, you know, have Jared or somebody in payroll put something in with their pay stubs or... you know, us, you, or, you know, whoever, have a board email, and then not just say, you know, be sent out saying, you know, we appreciate all everything you guys all do, we, you know, we had some extra money, this is what we did, and that goes out to the entire staff, stating what we had done. I don't know what the answer is, but I'm just throwing out a few things just to...
Neither. It's hard because all that information should be in our board minutes, but I know those are not read.
Did you guys read an email from us? So...
Read an email?
Yes.
So you know what I mean? Like, I just, I don't know what the answer is. I mean, I'm not going to say that each one of us have our own separate email that we're sending out to everybody. It's,
right, no, I think, you know what yeah, I mean? No, so I think, yeah, I think it needs to be okay. At the end, we're going to compile something and send it out
no,
as a group.
Just like,
right, just a, yeah,
just,
so I don't know if it's a, is it a...
Well, honestly, after we talked, I wonder, it was a suggestion somewhere, and I can't remember if it was in negotiations or in another meeting, but... It was suggested that it might be a good idea to communicate to our stakeholders the things that we have discussed in board meeting. So I wonder, maybe we should send out, essentially, it doesn't necessarily have to be the minutes per se, but a synopsis
mm-hmm.
of the things that we did in board meeting during the week following board meeting. If you only were to send out 12 a year, maybe they might be read.
More
maybe,
like
but like
the case
you were talking about, Jared sent an email with that, that when that payment came out that explained what it was and where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was pretty clear what it was and
was
how
it?
We got it and that it came that way. Mm-hmm. So
it might be just
so
people
so
not.
Just might be some, you know, people just don't read everything. And, but anything is good. Any kind
yeah,
of communication is good. So.
Sometimes too much information is bad, though.
Yeah, if you get an email from the board every
other
day, you just keep going, yeah, right. I know I have certain people that I... Nobody in this room, by the way.
But I mean, that wouldn't be bad. I mean, a synopsis the week after, I mean...
So maybe
like,
even
from
take
the board,
like,
I mean,
our agenda and just do a quick...
Yeah, just a synopsis of what happened in board meeting.
Yeah, on our, we talked about planning meeting follow-up. Here's the couple things we talked about.
I can do all that. I can put it right in. Because
we read yours, Larry.
You do?
Yeah.
Comes from Larry, you'll read that.
I was just teasing you. He didn't even smile. So.
You don't really read him, you're just teasing me. Doesn't make me feel any better. I'd do that.
Try it a time or two and see how it goes. So you're thinking just a shorter, quick.
Really short.
Here's your five. Well, yeah.
In 25
back in the day when I was,
happened in board
yeah, meeting. Back in the day when I was taught to do 50. Emails, if it didn't fit on your screen, you've written too much.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to fit.
Mm-hmm. But that might also be a way that we kind of build some of those bonds.
Yes.
So it feels like there is better communication between mm-hmm. the board and the educators and the mm-hmm. stakeholders. I mean.
So would it be better if that came from...
So if they reply back, are you guys comfortable responding?
The board?
Pardon?
I would say, yeah, would it be better coming from Larry as our superintendent as a synopsis, or would it be better coming from the board president?
I feel like it's like, if it came from us, maybe. I mean, I'm saying let's try it. Okay, because Larry,
well, if you
I
want,
mean, I don't know what all Larry sends out, but
if you want, Tracy, we can set up a mm-hmm. like a school board at emoryschools.org
email
account that Larry or myself or whoever had access could send an email from kind of on your behalf.
Right, so it doesn't come necessarily from
me,
but it came from
we do that with we do that with like our wellness program. We have one that's just called Wellness.
Mm-hmm.
That way we don't you feel like you're sending it out
as a group, not
yeah.
I think it would be worth trying and then maybe evaluating and seeing what happens
in a few months and see if
I don't think anything too many things.
Well, first we approve the warrants and minutes.
I'm thinking just the big things. For instance, I had one person say, who was on the negotiations committee? Because I want to thank them for, you know, da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, that wasn't part of negotiations.
So we were on that committee, so we'll go ahead.
But Kirk wanted to. That makes him look really good.
You know, I mean, but I mean, it wasn't just one or two people. I have like six different people say something to me, and I thought that's pretty weird.
You know, we have teachers come to us and have questions, and you're like, how you talked about this?
We already.
And, you know, it didn't.
No, it's the nature of people.
You know, other things are going on. So.
Yeah, you're never going to be 100% effective, but yeah, we
but
try
it's
that
worth
for a while
shot.
And see how it goes.
So what are you trying? Does it involve me?
I don't know, so what do you guys want to do? Do you want to take turns summarizing and getting it out? Do you want Larry to summarize and send it out from that email? Do you want Jared to summarize? I don't know, I'll throw it out. Would you like to summarize? Student representative can do that for us.
There's so much terminology being thrown around. I'm just like,
you're like, whoa.
CTE, student pathways, and like.
Acronyms. Yeah. Honor could do the student summary.
I need a dictionary. Can you guys roll out a dictionary for me?
Student summary, send it out to students. You know what, though, on that? If some of the stuff goes by and you're like, what in the world is CTE? Ask. We'll be happy to.
We don't know either.
Sometimes we don't know. We're like, I don't know.
I kind of like the scenario that Jared mentioned, though.
Right, send it out from one.
Yes.
So who should we have actually?
Well, my thought is Jared does the minutes anyway. If he could maybe just pick the high points and
do you want one
make
more
a synopsis? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Volunteer for another job?
You shook your head no
can
and
you
said
tell
absolutely
one
at the same time. It's like, sure, I'd love to do that.
No. Yeah. Well, in some countries, shaking your head no actually means yes. So mm-hmm. that's, you know, that's where I was going.
So you're going for that?
That's true.
No, it's fine.
I don't know.
All
right.
You can tell when I'm lying, but no, it's fine.
You're good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, yeah, try that for a couple months and see how it goes and...
See if
it makes any difference. Maybe a six months or so. Yeah, you know, in the next 6 months or so, how it goes. Sounds good. So I think, if we just keep doing those little things, one of the things that I try to do, because we talked as a board that sometimes we don't know what's going on in the schools, like we feel a little bit disconnected. So I send out an email. I first of all, I went on to the school district calendar and pulled everything I could find that was kind of
out there
that wasn't too micro, you know, you know, a little bit more overreaching kinds of things. And then I emailed all of the principals and asked them to send me anything that they thought would be of interest to be presented. So I kind of thought if those were on the agenda and the board members and those, you know, that were looked through the agendas and stuff we're aware of. So for this month, and some we've missed, but there was things like, you know, school registrations obviously going on and on and on and on, right? Everybody,
you should attend that. That is a load of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I say go.
Snow registration is always
fine. I did mine. I did.
I know it.
We're done. We have the Opening Institute tomorrow morning, at 8:30. Is that correct?
That's correct.
As well as the benefits fair and lunch that day. So make sure everybody's aware of those. There are back to school nights. And yeah, some are going on right now. It was actually kind of sad because a couple of them that my thought is I was going to try to hit all the back to school nights for the schools that were in my district, and I think two of them are tonight. So anyway, but those are just good things that maybe we talked about as the board members trying to be more in the schools and stuff.
You know, another one that you could maybe hit that is kind of fun, I mean, to just to give you kind of a good feel, I would say.
Hold on, what do you think is fun?
I know, well, mine might feel a little scared, but I know. Okay, so don't go to registration. I rescind that one officially. But, like, the opening assemblies. I mean, because that gives you an idea of, I mean, of the kind of student body. I mean, you know, it's a day. Kids, even though they don't want to be excited, they're kind of excited because they're back in. So even if, you know, some of you could get to some of those.
That's a good idea.
Just to give you a good feel of kind of where the schools are at as they're starting the year.
Yeah, so those kinds of things. So back to school nights. Castledale was yesterday. I assume, Jesse, as a parent, you went to that as well, right?
Yeah.
and as a board member.
Yes, I was two hats.
Okay. Good job. Cottonwood and Huntington are tonight, and Canyon View. Mm-hmm. Farron is tomorrow, Santa Fe is tomorrow. Green River is on the 20th, and Cleveland is on the 22nd.
When is Book Club?
I didn't get a response from Book Club as far as
Slackers.
I didn't see it on the calendar. Slackers.
They
yeah,
usually
I didn't hear
do it
from
after,
them, and I couldn't.
They usually do it after school starts.
After school starts.
It's usually that the end of that week or first of the next, but they may be following last year's schedule.
So maybe we'll keep an eye out
okay.
for those things. Anyway, so my thought is just, you know, for further board meetings, I'll try to continue to do that, reach out to the principals and just find out what's going on in your schools that we can announce in board meeting and so that we're aware and anybody that shows up are aware and just try to at least know what's going on. And then I also list, you know, currently, you know, we've always got sports and other activities going. The ones that I can see on the calendar, golf's currently running, volleyball, girls soccer, football, boys tennis, and Green River baseball.
Is there boys tennis?
I think it's just girls tennis.
Is it girls tennis? Oh, did I write that wrong?
I wish there was a boys tennis team.
Okay, sorry, girls tennis. For some reason, I was thinking girls tennis was. I got it backwards. So girls tennis.
Yep, that's all.
And so I will continue to kind of look at the calendars and let people know when those kinds of things are happening. You know, when we have different chorus concerts or.
Jared's got an audit coming up in September. You might want to come and see.
Okay, put that on there. Audit in September. There's another entertaining thing to visit.
It's the best.
Yeah. Jesse loves
Well, Jesse and Marie will at least get to participate
we get
in
to
a
do part of it, don't we, Jesse?
Short meeting there. Yeah.
It's like going to church.
Oh, no, it's a lot worse than that.
It's a tough one, actually.
I think the only other thing I had for work session, and then we can kind of move on, Marie, you recently attended the pre-delegate and the delegate assembly. I know she brought back some things for us to review. Anything else that you want to
speaking of riveting,
give everybody information on.
Was that good? Did you get a windbreaker and a bag?
Nope, they didn't pass out anything.
Oh,
really?
You didn't even get good stuff?
It didn't even make it worth it.
Oh, darn it.
So actually, the thing that disappointed me most, you know, we were supposed to have that big discussion on teacher compensation and ways of increasing it.
Yeah, that
Friday
was supposed
night.
To be like the whole thing.
Yeah, well.
Not really?
No.
Oh.
It was a real disappointment. I'll pass it on.
Okay.
It was. Basically, everybody said, we don't have any solutions.
Yeah, but that was supposed to be the big discussion Friday night.
So honestly, the only real thing in addition to the two things that were narrowed down in the delegacy were the amount of WPU we were going to ask for.
Mm-hmm.
That's weighted pupil unit. That's the amount of money we get per student from the state.
I need to write that down.
There you go. That's a big one.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it ended up at 6% was the request.
That's the ask.
I'm sure we won't get that much, but that's the ask.
That's the right.
How much was it increase this year?
Four.
And that was
bigger than we've seen in years.
Yeah.
So.
But honestly, I think that's the only.
Thing that was really even.
And no real answers on the teacher.
Right, that we know we have a shortage and we need money and we don't know what to do about it.
Mm-hmm, we all agreed on that.
Okay. Right. As long as we can all agree.
Revelation.
Problem solved.
Tracy?
Yes.
Before you leave the work session, I would again request that we put on that agenda for the future discussion about rewards program.
Oh. Yes,
oh.
And I do actually have that on my, I just for somehow, it's on my list that somehow didn't get moved up.
Oh, we can talk about it next month.
Okay, so I'll move it up for next month.
Okay, that's good.
I try to keep a list of what we may talk about in the future, and somehow it got put there and didn't get moved up.
Well, we're
going to
start entering that realm here pretty soon.
Yes, we need
to
figure out
where
that goes.
And I had a really interesting discussion with one of the other board members up there that I'd like to bring up.
Okay.
In that.
Yeah, I will mark that and make sure that that gets into our work session next time so we can go through. Just for you guys, that we've been talking about ways that we can do award and recognitions through the school board with the differences in the way that their Activities Association is doing things.
Academic All-State.
Yeah, Academic All-State in particular. We just thought there would be, we'd like to do something a little different. They're not being recognized in their activities like they have been, which to me was disappointing. So we're going to see if we can come up with something on a district level. Yeah, so thanks, Larry. Thanks for reminding me. I'll move that up next time. And then our last thing for the work session, just for board members, there is that Leadership Academy, and they sent me a registration sheet. So just before you leave, kind of if you want to go, let's fill it out and have Jared work out our arrangements and stuff like that. I'm going to plan on attending, and anybody else that feels like that would be beneficial. Any other items for work session that we'd like to talk about? Good for a minute? All right, well, we're doing good. It's